going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Passed up the bomb. McDavid down low. Nugent Hopkins. Out in front, they score! And it's Corey Perry!
They won three straight to host Dallas. Last year, they've won three straight to put the Stars on the brink. The Oilers have a 3-1 series lead to the Western Conference Finals.
Will the Oilers win the Stanley Cup without Zach Hyman in the lineup? That's probably a very relevant question to start things off here on Sabres Live today.
Well, it will be a lot harder, right? Zach Hyman is a big piece of the Edmonton Oilers, and he got hit by Mason Marchment yesterday, and I could tell it was either
he actually was just trying to avoid it.
Avoid.
Really get hit? I don't know.
Well, he got jammed, right? Like, I mean, the way that it happened, as soon as it happened, I've never gotten hit in the neutral zone, but I could see the, and I've played with guys that have gotten jammed like this. His right arm gets jammed. I knew right away it was wrist or forearm, and then he ran right off the ice and into the locker room. And at that point, I thought it was going to be bad, and it's been announced that, you know, he will be likely out for the rest of the playoffs. He's getting surgery done today, which leads to now the debate, Duffer, of if a guy is likely out for the playoffs, just say what it is. He's getting surgery on his wrist, and I get it. Maybe he comes back in game 6 or 7 or whatnot. But I think yesterday we had a pretty good debate. Well, I had it with myself, but I'm sure there's people out there that had pretty good debate on why are injuries still a lower body, upper body kind of situation? I mean, we know with Hyman now. Ropey hints. We all know it's a left foot thing, and Evan Bouchard whacked him on the foot a few times, and the referees let it happen a couple of times until they probably were told in the first intermission, if that happens again, you got to call a penalty. And the refs went to Bouchard at the start of the second period, and they said, don't do that again. So we all know it's a left foot for Ropey Hintz. He can't really skate 100% right now, and Bouchard whacked him on the foot. Hyman, we know it's a wrist now. I guess John Shannon came out and said it's a wrist, a broken wrist. He needs surgery. Like, the upper body, lower body thing bugs me, but it comes down that the Oilers, they'll beat Dallas. You know, one or two games, they'll play 11-4s, a double shift McDavid and a Draisaitl. But now if you play Florida potentially in the finals without Hyman, it's going to be hard.
Well, Bouchard on Hintz is about as forceful as name calling, so I really could care less about that tap, honestly. But the other thing that I'll take issue with is, did your fight with Ray Emery not happen in the neutral zone? Because you did get hit there.
Thank you for reminding me. I got hit there. Yes.
Okay.
I got hit in the back.
Just
of the
wanted
head
to make sure. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I know.
But I know my head's in the clouds. I go back to, but
so Peter Stastny, and you know how I always say I love Peter Stastny.
Yes, we all do.
And I played an alumni game with Peter Stastny, and we're talking in between periods, and he goes, You goalies all become analysts. But I've yet to seen a goalie skate through the neutral zone and take a hit. Like, you don't know what that's like. And I'm like, Peter, you got a good point there. So it always kind of, when somebody gets hit or whatever, I always try to point out, I never got hit like this. So I can't say what that's like. But I know teammates that have gotten hit in that same way and had wrist or fingers or arm broken because of the way the impact happened.
So what's wrong with Dallas quickly before we presumably shifted to Sabres here?
What's wrong with Dallas is that number one, they're running into a pretty good goaltender in Stuart Skinner when they're putting the pedal down, like second period in game three. They outshot the Oilers 22-7. They had all the chances. They dominated that period. They only got one goal, and then McDavid scored late in the second period to make it 3-1. That was game three. Game four, first period, out attempting them 39-16. Dallas was all over the Edmonton Oilers. Stuart Skinner was fantastic. So that's part of that. But I also think that Dallas isn't doing enough around Stuart Skinner to be able to create. And that's the offense for me. The offense of the Dallas Stars. Ropiance isn't 100%. Jason Robertson isn't 100%. Their depth, the Duchesne and Seguin and Ben and Wyatt Johnston, they're not producing enough. So, I mean, Jake Oettinger was good yesterday, I thought. It's a 2-1 game, couple empty net goals, whatever. Like, okay, you did your job. Defensively, I think they're okay. They're, you know, they've had a few moments, but I think they're okay. But Dallas, other than the game one when they came back on the power play and scored 3 power play goals, it feels like 5-on-5, they are not producing enough. They're not getting the right looks, and I put that on the forwards. And Pete DeBoer's got a big search to do now and trying to say, how do I work my lineup to get the, he scratched Evgeny Dodonov yesterday. Like, that's what he did to try to get a spark.
But it's not a big deal. Right? I mean, what has Dodonov done?
Well, exactly. What is Dodonov? He should be a guy that you'll get some offense from. But now, does he put Dodonov back in? Does he scratch somebody else? Like, he's got a
fourth liner on that team and has been even more so since Rantanen arrived.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
so I don't see how that alters much, but
he tried to put Robertson with Rantanen and Hintz yesterday instead of Granlund because Robertson had scored that. Well, he didn't even know he had scored in game three, but he got credited with a goal. And so you tried to give him a little bit more. He scored, okay, on the power play, okay, but 5-on-5, what are you doing, right? Dallas 5-on-5 has to figure out a way to break through the Oilers. If not, this will be over tomorrow night. I suspect Florida wins tonight, and I suspect the Oilers go into Dallas, win game five. You move on. Let's go. Stanley Cup final rematch from last year.
Yeah, I would have believed it until you just said it out loud. Now I don't think the Oilers will win tomorrow, but I think they will win the series. I mean, I don't know. I feel like as soon as last year's final was done, I'm pretty sure I said, like, these two teams are going to be back in the final next year. And then, you know, we do stupid predictions by round. And even though I was like 9,000,000% on the Panthers bandwagon for the final month of the season, I decided to pick against them a time or two. Whatever. I have few brain cells left at this point. So continuity is not my strength.
If the Panthers had played anybody else but Tampa in the first round, I think I probably would have said, but Tampa was so strong.
No, but I had them over Tampa. I didn't have them winning against Toronto because I figured once Toronto got going, they would be on the right path. But
well, I had Florida out in the first round, so I'm
right.
I was the loser here.
Nah, we can share the L.
I had Tampa and Colorado in the finals. Big L on both sides right there.
Anything about tonight with the aforementioned Eastern Conference final resuming? We will have a yet again world champion, Ian MacKay, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Do you know how many years Ian MacKay has been with the Buffalo Bandits in the National Lacrosse League?
Six.
Five. Oh, you know how many finals he's been to?
Four.
Five. Dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was the Calgary yes. one, the three-peat, and then, yes, the other one was Colorado, yes. right? Yes. Yeah. So that's the five. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
So what should his nickname be based on that?
Playoff performer?
We'll just refer to him as Finals MVP.
MVP. MVP.
And he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tonight, who becomes the first star in Carolina and Florida?
Okay, I am going to say tonight Sasha Barkov becomes the first star. Look, it's funny because he leads Florida in points. But when you look at that team, you're talking Bennett, you're talking
Lostarine,
and you're talking Marchand. Like, I think, like, I can appreciate what Barkov is doing and his input, but tonight, that's the big game. I think Barkov has this monster game tonight with Rodriguez, and I would anticipate Reinhardt draw back into the lineup. He skated again this morning. Mikolo is on the ice too. AJ Greer is on the ice. I think they're probably all going to be back in the lineup. It'll be game time decisions. I don't think we're going to hear from Paul Maurice. Yes, those guys are in, but I think Barkov is going to have one heck of a night. Florida is 7-2 on the road this year in the playoffs. They're 4-3 at home. They've been so good on the road. I think they go into Carolina and they say, bingo, bingo, bongo, we are moving on to the finals.
Well, what would that mean in the bigger picture for Carolina? Or is this just another good season for them and they appear similar in nature when play resumes in the fall?
I almost feel like, the New York Islanders South, where you keep it everything the same because it's
going. But remember, they turned over half the roster, so it was not the same at all.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the construction of your roster and the mentality behind it, right? I feel like it's a little bit more of the same. You tried to get Mikko Rantanen and it didn't work. Do you try to get somebody big in the summertime to kind of just say, we're going to change our makeup, or do you continue? I feel like they're going to continue the same way. A lot of people, I hear like on social media and, you know, radio shows all around the place, like, oh, I don't know if Ron Brindamore would be back. It'd be crazy to let Rod go. I think Rod Brindamore is a great coach. I think
did he not get a new deal at the start of this
exactly.
past season?
He got a new deal. It'd be crazy to let him go. But Eric Tolsky has said, we're not financially restrained by anything. So some people think that means if I have to get a new coach, I'll get a new coach. But they'd be crazy to do that.
They're not getting a new coach, obviously.
But how long do you give Rod Brindamore to say, hey,
he's made the playoffs every year.
And he's won the first round every year. And he's gone to like the conference finals now in back-to-back years. And I would say you replace your coach when you think you can get somebody better. Name me somebody available that's better than Rod Brindamore.
This is a prolonged silence for an appropriate reason. The preceding message. Never mind. As far as looking
at... You weren't thinking about a coach that's better than Rod Brindamore that's available. That was decided in a fraction of a second. Yeah. You just want to let it linger.
I was reminding everybody there are none.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift. Blank space.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
Hey, by the way, did she release that new album? Or is she going to release those?
When is she not releasing new stuff?
I know, but there's two of them, right? There's two albums that she re-record.
I don't know.
There was rumors that maybe my daughters didn't speak of it, so I don't think she announced it, but there was rumors it was maybe going to be an announcement after the AMAs the other night, so.
Possible. New music comes out typically on Fridays. It can come out anytime, but albums typically come out on Fridays. I might have missed it. I tend to focus on new music every Friday when it comes out, but we now have research to do until we get to Friday of this week. The Amherst season was extended this past Friday, but then ended on Sunday. And yesterday, the locker cleanup portion of the year came and went. That obviously featured thoughts from general manager Jason Karmanos, head coach Michael Leone, and all the players. You can head to YouTube and the Amerks channel, catch all of it there. I think that if you were looking at individual players with the potential to have the biggest impact on the Sabres next year, I don't know. Now I'm saying this out loud, and again, I'm not sure. Like, if he... Who's a bigger story right now? Devon Levi or Jiří Kulik?
I think it's Levi. I think Levi is the bigger story. I think Jiří's
even though
the
one played number one minutes at center.
Yeah, I think
in Jiří the NHL.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think, like, maybe I just got my goalie pads on, and that's why I'm saying Devon Levi. Because you're right. Like, what if you start next year and you have Norris and Kulik and McLeod, your three centers? Is Jiří playing top line? Is Norris the second line center? Are you getting another? But Jiří is a full-time Sabres, in my opinion. He went to Rochester to get that playoff experience. It was either Rochester, the World Championship. Yep. The organization felt Rochester was the better fit to get that playoff atmosphere and that intensity, which at times can be a little lagging at the World Championship early on. It comes through at some point, but I see Jiří as a big piece. I see Jiří as a guy that will be in Buffalo. The reason why I'm saying Devon Levi is maybe the bigger story is he in Buffalo next year? Is he not? If he is it just to be a backup? Is he fighting for a number one spot? Like, there's a lot more questions, I think, surrounding Devon Levi, who said in his presser yesterday, I'm ready to make the jump, right? So he's extremely confident, always has been. But is that the right thing to do? I think there's a lot of questions with Levi.
Let's hear from general manager Jason Karmanos on Devon Levi and just maybe, you know, where they organizationally feel he is at as we now look ahead to next year.
I mean, for me, this is part of it. I mean, this position, you know, if you want to rank the positions in terms of how long it takes, it's goalie, you know, D, then forwards, you know, in terms of the length of time. Goalies usually taking the longest to develop. So that's not me speaking. That's just sort of the history of the game. So, you know, Devon, I think, had a great year. But does that include ups and downs, including a disappointment at the end? Yeah. Is that the same as most young, talented goalies go through? Yeah. I think, you know, he... You know, we'll learn from this year, like he learns from every year, but doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, on balance, he had a great season, played a lot of games, played very well in the majority of those games. And, you know, it's a process of development, but, you know, that was a heck of a series, in my opinion. The way we ended, it was disappointing, certainly. To lose that way in game five after the season, but mostly because of the way the series went, you know, because the rest of the series didn't go that way, in my opinion.
So Karmanos would add, if you didn't know, that even though Levi, you know, needs a new deal, he does not need waivers to go to the AHL to start next year.
He has one more year.
So... These are important things to know, obviously. And when you look at them organizationally, you have Luukkonen under long-term contract. You have Levi on the cusp of his next contract. And below that, you have Topias Laineinen, who is expected to come over and begin his North American pro career, presumably not as number one in Rochester. You have Scott Ratzlaff, who could very well find himself starting in Jacksonville in the ECHL as he embarks on his pro career. So painting things that way, which is not 100% certainty, but it's, I think, quite realistic, you are then still looking at organizational number two, number three. Who holds that position? Is it Levi? Is it someone else? If you go out and get this year's version of James Reimer, maybe younger, maybe even slightly higher profile, then that does that almost assure that Levi is another full year in Rochester? Like, how do you view all of this?
So the first thing that sticks out when Jason Carmanos talks to the media, he says, well, goaltending takes longer to develop. Yes and no. I mean, when you have the right pieces and you approach development at the, you know, in the right way, it doesn't have to be 3-4 years. It could be one. It could be two. Look, you look at Devon Levi. I feel like this year was a really good step for him. He gets to play 9 games in Buffalo, but you know this is not where he should be. It's Rochester. Plays 42 games in Rochester, 8 in the playoffs. Great. Okay. That was a good learning season. What did we learn about him? I don't think Devon Levi is ready to come in and be this, I'm fighting for 40 games next year in the National Hockey League. But he could have been, you know, depending on how it would all have developed this year. But even when Carmanos talks about there was some good moments, there were some okay moments, some moments to learn, and some tougher moments. I think there's still some learning and development to be done with Devon Levi. People talk about process-driven and results-driven and all of that. I feel like we're still in the process-driven stage with Devon Levi, but in Buffalo, it has to be results-driven because if you don't have the results, you're not going to make playoffs. So Levi is not there yet. He's not in that results-driven place just yet. But does that mean he's the backup to Luukkonen, or does that mean he's in Rochester all year? There's still that question mark. But I don't think he's in that next stage of his development yet. I think there's still that learn the process, work on the game, you know, kind of polish the edges and then get ready for the next step.
So then what do you do for the 2 or the 3 slot organizationally?
You're going to have to look around and look around really hard.
It's going to have to be trade, is it not? Because
there's nothing much on the free agent. The one guy that I had at the top of my list as a free agent potentially this summer is not anymore. It was Freddie Anderson.
Right.
Because he's signed in Carolina. What do you got? Jake Allen and Vitek Vanacek. And it's like, okay, like, can a Jake Allen come in? And I thought Jake Allen did great in New Jersey last year.
Because Jake is not going to take a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Well, at this stage of his career, he's going to take as much for as long as he can, coming off of what you just said. And that therein lies a challenge with not blocking Levi if you still think he's going to be the 2 at some point this year, mm-hmm. enters as a 2.5 or just the 3, but only for this year as the 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the year after, and I love how you mentioned the waivers thing, because a lot of people don't know. Goalies have an extra years of being, being able to
waiver
just be sent down. Waiver exempt. Yeah, thank you. They have an extra year. Players are, you know, a shorter, I think players are 3 years, goalies are 4, so pro years. And because Devon played some games out of college, that was year 1, there's year 2, this year was year 3, next year is year 4. He has that year. Players, it's 3, and the 4th year, you got to go on waivers if you're going to be sent down. But in a year from now, he won't be able to. And if you put him on waivers, then there's a big problem. Devon Levi should never be a guy in his ascension to the NHL that you're crossing your fingers, you're putting him on waivers, hoping he doesn't get picked. That should never happen. So by that point, he should be ready. And you're right. But I wouldn't be opposed. And I'm saying that and saying, okay, Jake Allen, you're 34 years old. Can we give you a 3-year deal? And because if you're doing that, it's because you still have a lot of question marks on Luukkonen and where does Luukkonen fit. Would you be able to move a Jake Allen in a year from now? I think so. with 2 years on his deal, I think he'd be able to move a Jake Allen if Luukkonen was good next year and you wanted Levi to be up. But if that's not the case, if Luukkonen's not good this year, and you say now we have Allen and Levi the year after because Allen's kind of the guy, you have that security. So I see the process of a one-year deal just to close the gap. But I think a 2 or 3 year deal for a guy like Jake Allen wouldn't be a bad thing because you can always move that. It's the other guys. If you don't get Jake Allen, where do you go? Vitek Vanacek? Or there's nobody else out there and as a free agent. And that's when it becomes a big problem.
Right. But that's why we seem to be in agreement that you would go the trade route.
Yes. And now you're looking at trades. And if you're looking at trades, are you looking at a legit number one guy?
Yeah.
The first place I look.
No, doubtful, but right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Kevin Adams wants to make the playoffs this year, right? And Lindy Ruff wants to make the playoffs this year. You can't go and say, like, I like a guy like Arvid Soderblom in Chicago. Chicago got Spencer Knight. They have a number one goalie. Could Soderblom be a guy that you say, we'll trade for? But does that make the result driven in Buffalo work?
Right.
No, that would be still in the process. Hey, we're getting a guy that we believe in a couple of years could be good. Mm-hmm. Now, if you tell me you're looking at Thatcher Demko in Vancouver, and I've mentioned that on this show before, mm-hmm. like if they sign Kevin Lankinen and maybe with Demko 1 year left of his deal at $5 million, he knows Quinn Hughes is going to maybe be gone. He doesn't like where it's going. He says, you know what? Trade me. I'm not going to resign here. I want to move. Then Buffalo, in my opinion, could say, do we know that Thatcher Demko is 100% healthy? Let's do our homework and let's make it happen. Bringing in Thatcher Demko now all of a sudden puts you in, if you had him last year healthy and playing at the level you know he can play, mm-hmm. maybe you're a playoff team and that's over and you found your answer.
Right. Playoffs are upon us at the Para World Hockey Championships happening at Harbor Center in Buffalo. Yesterday, outstanding game. USA defeated Czechia 4-3 on the heels of Canada defeating China 4-2. So the close games have pushed us forward to playoff mode. And today it's Germany, Norway, Slovakia, Korea. These teams are playing for placement and advancement and that guaranteed spot at the Paralympics next year. But as we continue to move forward this week, we're going to see semi-final Friday, and it'll be Canada taking on Czechia and the U.S. taking on China. Those games are at 1:30 and 5 respectively on Friday. And you can go to, you know, sabres.com/world right now to get your tickets today for what is, again, a continuation of all of this excellence this week at Lecom Harbor Center. The finale is Saturday, bronze medal game at 12:30, gold medal game at 4 p.m. Declan Farmer, a standout for the Americans again yesterday with 2-1. He's co-leader of the tournament with 13 points through the first three games, including 8 goals. We'll hear from NLM.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finals MVP, Ian McKay, coming up.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The easy transition is back to back to back, but we also should preface this segment by saying we should have seen this part of it coming. In two of the Bandits' first four games this year, there was a five-goal scorer. His name, Ian McKay, and from that point on, it just continued to the point where we welcome in the NLL Finals MVP. Ian, congratulations. How are you?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Doing well, lad. Getting back to reality here a little bit, so it's been good.
Is reality good or different from the other two championships? Because, I mean, the first one, it filled you guys for a week, were like celebrating. Then the second one, it's like, and then third, it's, okay, we've done it now. So is the reality different?
Yeah, I think reality hit a little quicker on this one than the previous ones. Like you said, the first one, it was like we finally got over the hump, and that party went on for quite a while. And then, you know, this one, we went pretty hard after the game and Sunday, and we got a little break here until our parade on Friday, and we'll do it all again. So it's been good.
Yeah. I mean, can't wait to remind people and look forward to seeing them all at KeyBank Center at 5 PM on Friday to celebrate the back to back to back. Head down to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza at 5 PM. Ian and company will be arriving around the stage roughly 5:30. Celebration includes everything you would expect it to include. And boy, have they been good parties the last couple of years. Ian, how did it unfold this time around from an in-game standpoint, based on the nature of the series and just how it seemingly snapped right back into Bandit place in the second half on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think we were a little bit overdue for that. We obviously, in the playoffs, every team's good. And I mean, every team in the whole league is good, but especially when you get to the playoffs. And if you look at kind of how our playoff run went, one goal games, low scoring games, you know, not kind of our typical expectation for our team. And game one and two is essentially one goal games. Obviously game one, there's an empty netter at the end there, and then losing by one in Saskatchewan. And, you know, if you look at like a guy like Josh, who's arguably the best player in the league, and he's going into the final series with only two goals, you're kind of just waiting and expecting for him to go off eventually. And, you know, luckily for us, him and Klutch and the whole offense kind of really went off in the second half of that game. And we had a good run in the second quarter. Sass kind of came back a little bit going into halftime, and then we were able to kind of run away with it at the second half there. So it was just pretty unbelievable feeling.
Was there a little speech action in at halftime by Coach John Tavares, or was it some of you guys leaders that We're like, hey, we're up 7-3 with 10 minutes left, you know, in the second quarter. Now all of a sudden it's 7-6, and this is a completely different feeling. You know, you hear of the Herb Brooks, you know, speeches or whatever. This is a big moment for you guys at halftime there.
Yeah, there was nothing too crazy. It kind of was, you know, reminiscent of the first two games with being tied going into halftime. So it was just, you know, I think it was a quiet confidence in our group. And, you know, Dane, credit to Dane, he sent us our offense a big group text before the game, just kind of highlighting one or two things that each guy's really good at and what we need out of them going into that game. And then he mentioned, you know, we haven't really gone off, and I think it's going to be 15 plus goals to win us this thing. And we were able to get to that. So it's just kind of reminding ourselves of that, you know, and just kind of hitting on the things that we've done really well all year. And, you know, Saskatchewan is a team that pushes transition really well, and they kind of exposed us in game two. And that was something that we really wanted to focus on and not give them opportunities. And in the first half, we gave them one or two too many than we would have liked. So that was kind of one of the bigger focuses going into halftime, especially going into the fourth quarter. It was like, you know, they're really going to be pushing now. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job of taking that away. And I think we were able to do that.
53 goals for you this season, 37 in the regular season, 16 more in the playoffs, including 7 in the finals win over Saskatchewan. Can you take yourself out of the team equation for a minute and just talk about maybe the pride that you're feeling in your individual game and how it came to be this way this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to take it out of the team setting because it's awkward for me to talk about myself. But ultimately, it was you know, just doing whatever I could to help us win. And, you know, this year it was, playing offense. And, obviously, like you mentioned early on, I had a couple good games early on, but, you know, it was a little awkward for me at first, kind of coming into a stacked offense and trying to find my place a little bit. And credit to everyone on the offense and JT for making me feel like home there. And, you know, and reaffirming that, like, I belong up there and trying to put me into good spots. And, as games went on, I got more and more comfortable, and, you know, I'll give my fiance some credit going into game three before the game. She was like, you know, like when you really like kind of took off and started playing well was after you proposed. Right. So, she likes to take the credit for it. And it's funny though. It's true. Like I really did start to kind of take off there. You know, middle to end of March going into playoffs. So it was obviously really cool. And I'm just happy that, you know, it was I could do something to help us win. And, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. So it's pretty cool.
You were probably preoccupied and nervous about what was going to happen. And when it happened, the proposal, it's like, okay, now I can relax and play. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so your teammate Chase Frazier scored the behind-the-back goal in game three. He had that beautiful between-the-leg goal against Vancouver in game two. This or that, which one did you like better? The between-the-legs or the one behind-the-back? Because the behind-the-back was a big goal, making it 8-6 early in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, both of them just incredible. I would say probably game three, just, you know, where we were in the game and kind of what we needed there. It was also a little less risky and a little bit more him. So seeing the one in Saskatchewan, it was like one of those no, and then celebrate moments and happy it went in. But, I mean, he's just such an incredible player. And you see him do these kind of shots in practice. And in practice, you're like, please do not ever do that in a game or think about it. And he finds a way and finds the right time to do it. And it makes sense. And somehow he pulls these things off. And, you know, those are big momentum ones. Like in a game three, imagine that happening against you. Like that's got to be pretty deflating, right? Like, especially as a goalie, like you try to wash it quick, but I mean, to have like another highlight reel goal scored on you, it must be tough. So credit to him to have the guts to be able to throw that. I would never do that, but pretty impressive all around.
Well, you may be minimizing some of your spectacular goals this year, but that's understandable. I'm glad you mentioned right off the top in the realm of Josh having 9 points, Dane having 8 points, which you almost come to expect. There was a lot of uncertainty as to whether Chris Kluche could play, and he had a massive final game with 3 goals. I feel like many of you can get lost in the team's success sometimes. Can you say a word or two about Kluche?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say enough about how hard he worked to be able to play in game three. And I was doing media after the game, and JT was talking about, you know, how he was a question mark and going into game day probably wasn't in the lineup. And then that obviously changed, and seeing how banged up he was and the state of his ankle, I don't know how he did it, but he worked so hard all week, was in PT every day, the cryo, doing everything he could to get it right. And like I said, to see where it was and to see it, the guts he had in game three, and to be able to play. And, you know, if you asked him, he probably didn't have the season and the series that he wanted statistically, but, you know, he stepped up in the biggest moment and put 3 big goals in for us to obviously help us get our end goal there. So I can't say enough good things about Kluch and how hard he worked to be ready. And I'm just so happy for him.
You know, I'm used to hockey with home ice advantage and last change and the matchups and all of it. And it's obviously much different in lacrosse, because you got your offense, your defense, you're switching all the time. But one thing that if any team has, it's Bandit Land and that support and the building and all of it. Did you have goosebumps going into game three, knowing that it was going to be one of those all time, the fans were going to show up? And it feels like it surprises everybody all the time, but it reaches new levels every year.
Yeah. I mean, they're our backbone no matter what. I mean, to have 5 sellouts in the regular season is unheard of in the NLL. And, you know, like you said, it shouldn't come to us as a surprise, but they show up all the time for us. And I get goosebumps every game after the national anthem and they start the "Let's Go Bandits" chant. Like, you just can't help it. Like, it's just unreal. And, you know, every goal, you know, all the chants, everything, it's unbelievable. And obviously there was some talk going into game three on the other side about, you know, that they're going to try and quiet out the crowd and everything, and that no one from the crowd's coming out to set a pick on them or anything. But it's undeniable. You can't not feel the Bandit Land's presence. And we're fortunate to have ended in first place and got the home field advantage. And it was definitely huge for us, for sure.
If necessary, do 20,000 Bandits fans need to text Matt Vince to convince him to come back?
Probably. I'm hoping, and I'm going to be texting them a lot this summer to be on them, and might be making trips up to St. Catharines to babysit the kids and, you know, give him some brownie points to be able to come back. But I mean, no matter what happens with Vino, it's to start my career the same time that he came into Buffalo and to be on this run with him. And I call him, you know, my lacrosse dad, and we have a really good relationship there, and to like be close with his family and his kids, it's pretty cool. And it's easy to look up to him and try to follow his lead. And I mean, if he does end up retiring, the goalie of the year award should be the Matt Vince award for sure, with how he's played and the career he's had. So it's been pretty cool to be a small part of it.
Do you score on him when you guys have the shoot arounds and all of it? Because there's guys like when Dominic Kashuk was in Buffalo, they're like, it's easy to score. I score on him in practice all the time. Like, they would, like, that was a feather in their cap, right? To say, I can score on Hasek in warmups or in practice, but in games, it's obviously different. When you guys do shoot arounds and whatever, do you find it that you have a spot, or is it still pretty tough?
I'm too scared to like actually shoot on him. There's no way I would never like early on in my career, he would make a save and he would just stare me down and he'd always just say yes. Like a very like affirmative yes, like to let me know that he saved it. And now I just throw lob shots at him, just like not even give it a chance. So if in practice, like in like we're doing 5-on-5s and that kind of thing, I'll go a little bit harder, but it's rare you get one. So we joke that we should grab the ball in practice and put that one on the mantle, because it doesn't happen often. It's like all the right, saying from Miracle there when they score on Tretiak.
Exactly. Last one from me. Who has partied the hardest so far?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's pretty even between – I mean, all the guys in Buffalo living here, we're fortunate that we got a good crew here and we've been able to party together. I'd probably have to give it to Dane, as much as I don't want to. He's it's been impressive. There might have been a Snapchat of him leaving the bar, sleeping in his fiance's car on the way home. So he put in a pretty good shift for sure.
I love it. I listen, there's going to be a good shift on Friday too. I would anticipate that it's going to start with the parade and all of the party in the plaza, but I would think that some establishments will stay open a little later to Friday evening into Saturday night to make sure that everybody gets to celebrate. So that will be awesome. Congratulations. That was fantastic. I don't have any more questions, Duffer, because I'm just in awe that they were able to get the three-peat, and you've been to 5 finals. It's amazing. Like, I mean, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah. It's been pretty cool, and hopefully we can keep this run going, but like you said, Friday will be a fun night. It's my birthday Saturday, so it's going to be a double whammy weekend for me. So it'll be fun to continue the celebration.
All right. Everybody's ready to wish you happy birthday on Friday. Ian, thank you. Congratulations. And amazing memories made once again this year in Banditland. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Ian MacKay, NLL Finals MVP. See him and his mates celebrate back-to-back-to-back Alumni Plaza this Friday, 5 p.m. Players will take the stage soon after. Live music, entertainment, you name it, photo ops, everything you've come to expect when the Bandits win, as they often do. 7 NLL titles, most in league history. We're back after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know, there's a lot of reasons to be down around the arena this week. We've got the ongoing World Para Ice Hockey Championships at Lecom Harbor Center all the way through Saturday. We've got the Bandits Championship Rally on Friday night. And obviously, the team store is open on a daily basis, so people are heading down there to pick up the latest Bandits Championship merchandise. Well, all this to say that we're also encouraging you to participate in the I Promise clothing drive at KeyBank Center. It's been extended, and this is to help male students get all the clothing they need for proms, suits, shirts, pants, like all of it to be donated at KeyBank Center in account services from now until June 9th. And this is... You know, our friend DeWitt Lee at St. Brian Clothiers has been a big push behind this the last few years. So whatever you can donate and whatever you can do to help improve the lives of young people heading into big moments in their lives. It's prom season, and we would really appreciate the donation. So thank you in advance for continuing with your generosity on that front. Marty, it's nice to be able
not
to say
that you want to donate like the stuff you don't wear anymore, but some people sometimes either gain a little or lose a little. Things don't fit the way they did. So take that opportunity. It's springtime. Clean the closet. Get it down to account services. Shirts, ties, suits, pants, jackets, whatever. Like, take it. Somebody will get to wear it and enjoy it, and it will be awesome.
Yeah. Again, this has been a really nice community effort, and may it continue every season, like this year's prom season. Final 20 belong to you.
Okay, that's easy, because I think that Jacob Slavin needs to play another 28 or 30 minutes tonight for Carolina to stay alive, because now Florida is going to get Reinhardt back and Mikkola back and Greer back. So he needs to play 30 minutes for Carolina to stay alive.
Final score?
4-2 Florida.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.